I know that I'm doing okay, and Rich McFadden in the control room in our studio in Washington is doing okay.
Yep.
Let's see, Roberta Fasanelli is in New York City. She's doing okay, in spite of the fact that there's a little wind and a little rain.
Just a little bit.
Into each life, a little wind and rain shall come. You'll be fine, Roberta. Richie will be fine. So it's between, interestingly enough, it's between where the two of you are that the major thrust of this storm will be felt. Pretty much halfway between New York City and Washington is where the thing hits land, Hurricane Sandy. And as a result, what's inland, this is what's kind of weird about this. It's really almost not a hurricane. It just barely has enough wind to be considered a Class 1 or whatever they call it, one hurricane. And the impact
of
this...
Category 1.
Right, thank you. Category 1. But the impact of the weather north in northern New York State coming down a cold front, which basically sucks in the storm. If it were as Norm would have it, the norm would be for this hurricane to have gone off to the northeast. That's the way it was going, way off of the coast. But because of what's going on with a big suck.
That's kind of gross.
That sounds disgusting.
Thank you. What's his face? Ross Perot ran in 1992. I remember.
Remember he called sucking
sound? All those jobs going to Mexico. Actually, when Rush Limbaugh used to talk about gorbasms, he would have the he'd have an actual vacuum cleaner. Richie, if we were really clever,
you know what? I don't have just any vacuum cleaner.
No,
I have your vacuum cleaner. I recorded this vacuum cleaner. Doug was cleaning the studio one day. And I said, listen to that thing.
Sounds like a jet engine.
It does, doesn't it?
Only on the Doug Stephan Show do you get sounds of vacuum cleaners
in
the morning.
Actually him with a little dust buster.
All right, so anyway.
Hey!
All right, so there we are. That's basically the weather report for this morning, folks. And all I can add to that is back in 1998, you want to feel badly, Hurricane Mitch, one of the strongest storms ever.
Mitch doesn't sound very foreboding, does it?
No. Slammed into Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, and other Central American countries. The real story wasn't the wind, but the rain. The slow movement of the storm caused heavy rain, resulting in all the flooding. 10,000 people were killed in that hurricane. 10,000. Yeah. So you could have a lot of rain there, and that'll affect things for the next 3-4 days.
All right. I'll be on Creek Watch later today.
So here's a question that came in from a listener about tsunamis. There was a big, speaking of elements, nature, and its weirdness, the big earthquake off the coast of British Columbia over the weekend, creating a tsunami with waves headed toward Hawaii. But in fact, when they got to Hawaii,
did it create the tsunami, or was it just an alert?
What? You're talking about
an actual tsunami?
No, there was a tsunami.
Okay.
A little one.
It wasn't a big one. Right, it wasn't a big one. So somebody said to me, what happens if you're in a cruise ship and there's a tsunami heading your way, and my reference point is the Poseidon Adventure, and that's it. I don't know, but I'm doing a little research here in terms with those who may still not know. If you have a family out on these cruise things in the Pacific, apparently it's safer to be in the middle of the ocean than it is to be close to the shore.
Well, that's why the Navy, like here at Virginia Beach,
put them all out to sea. Yeah.
They take every single boat out of the dock and put it out to sea.
Yeah.
Well, boats float. In fact, I was reading, remember the big
boats
tsunami?
Float? Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Boats float.
Roberta Fasanelli, the fabulous info babe, says boats float. Very good, Roberta.
Well,
right,
I remember reading a story, that big tsunami that wiped out all those people in Thailand.
Yes.
There were people who were scuba diving when the tsunami hit.
And they were okay.
And they were perfectly okay. They had no idea what was going on.
Because it's not a tidal wave. It's just A wall of water.
It's a wall of water. And the boat, the dive boat was still there. They came up. There was a dive boat. You know, no big whoop. And, you know, and when they got to shore, they realized that, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But so underwater or on top of the water, it's not that major a deal.
Holland America Line said they want to be as safe as possible. So they turned their ships around and sent them out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
What I was envisioning was one of these new big ships that Carnival has that are like 14 stories tall. They have to be top heavy. What happens to them? Those ships can't really go across the ocean.
Sure they do.
Can they?
Yeah, that just depends on how much ballast you have on the bottom.
And then, right, and then you point them at the wave.
Yeah, you point into the wind.
You ride into the wave.
Yeah.
That was the problem with the Poseidon Adventure then. And the Poseidon.
You don't want to hit sideways.
Right. Okay. So we lost Nielsen, Leslie Nielsen, for nothing. Then he could have turned. He was a bad captain. He could have turned that ship into the wave and saved all those people, and then we wouldn't have had that movie.
Well, he thought he was doing airplane instead. You know, he got confused.
Scariest day of my life was when we were trying to get our boat. It was back when I was, I don't know, 25 or something like that, and my buddy had a 30-foot Velocity.
Yeah.
Twin 454s, you know, the big, you know, we go out and race in and everything. And we got stuck in the harbor in Annapolis, and the storm came in, so we had some friends with us. We sent them back to the marina in a cab. And we just waited out the storm. Well, we sleep in the boat overnight, and it's not getting anywhere, and it seems to settle down. So we decide we're going to try and cross the bay, get back to the South River to where our marina is, and get the boat docked. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. This
not as
water,
easy as it sounds.
Water is a scary, scary thing.
So strong. You know the other side of it,
you can't get traction. You can't keep your prop in the thing, so you have to kind of, until you get up on plane, and you couldn't get up on plane because the waves are so bad.
Water always finds its mark. It goes through the nooks and crannies of everything and always wins. We don't ever bet against water.
Look at the Grand Canyon.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Now, I'm looking outside the window right now. What they have said to us here in where I am in suburban Boston is that we'll have winds of occasional gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour, and it'll be worst between 1 and 10, 1 this afternoon and 10 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I have lilac trees right outside the window where I am looking into the pasture where the cows are.
How are you going to protect your lilacs?
Well, the lilacs are going to get whipped around a little bit. They all have their leaves on them still.
Yeah, they're done.
The cows have moved into the shelter of the old hangar that I have out there. And
do they see it coming, or do you move them in there?
Well, some of the cows that would be the younger heifers and some of the older cows, retired cows, we put them in the barn. But there's shelter for everybody, so they just... And you know what? Some of the cows that are in, especially because it's not cold, it's 60 degrees, and it's not going to get really cold. So the cows will find shelter under trees and that sort of thing. And hopefully, last year I lost... We had a... Was it electrical storm? Somehow I had some cows under a tree, and the tree came down and killed one of the cows. That happens. Lightning strikes them sometimes. You know, you lose. I usually, each year, lose 3, 4, 5 cows.
Or they get stuck in the mud. You had one get stuck in the mud.
No, I got her out of there. It was an all-day project, but, yeah, that happens. So, anyway, this, now the wind is gusting, and then it sort of stopped.
They're calling for up to 60, 70 mile
where
an
you
hour
are.
Gusts here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking at over 80 here, because already, you know, Sandy's at 85. And the thing is, the pressure at 942 is just extraordinary.
It's low.
Very low. Yeah.
That's why extraordinarily low. Right, and that's the reason that it's so easily sucked up by that cold front that's coming down from Canada. The wind is just is taking it in a way that would not normally be the case.
We got an email yesterday from the Fairfax County School System. Noon yesterday, they closed schools for Monday and Tuesday.
I know the schools are closed here.
I expect schools in New York to be closed through the week because with the subways shut down and the possibility of flooding in the subways, I mean, the earliest they're going to get the trains running, if nothing happens to the subways, would be Wednesday night. Yeah. But
it was amazing. Yesterday, Meredith and I were at the airport. She was supposed to fly to Lexington, Kentucky, or actually down to Cincinnati.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And there was, she was going to go today. I said, no, you better change it to Sunday. So he changed it, but the only flight she could get was late at night or late in the evening. And I said, those flights are never going to go to Washington.
Right.
I'm betting that those airports have been shut down for 12 hours, if not more. There isn't a plane. So anyway, we went into the airport to see if we could find a different way for her to get to where she was going. And there was nothing. There were no planes. Never mind, no flights. Yeah. There were no planes at the airport. They keep them away. They're all in the western part of the country.
Sure.
There isn't a plane
to
be found anywhere in the Northeast. You won't find a plane.
My neighbor is on his way back from Ecuador.
Yeah.
And he's at Atlanta Hartsfield right now, trying to get back to Washington, D.C.
Forget it.
I'm like, you better go check with Avis or Hertz.
Well, what ended up being the case is she decided to drive. I was going to drive with her part of the way. She went out to toward Pittsburgh and down across Ohio and down that way, and she'll get away. She'll stay away.
Did she need to be there that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, but it's really amazing when you go to an airport and you see no airplanes in the middle of the day. And there was no traffic. There was nobody going anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Now, and this is why it becomes so interesting conversationally.
Today.
If you look out, I'm looking out the window, there's a really eerie look to the sky.
Yeah, the sky looks weird.
The sky looks really weird.
Even last night, it looked really strange.
My blinds are closed.
Yeah, it is not a, it's a strange. And I just went outside to make sure one of the doors was closed on the house. And you know, you can feel the difference. The air is heavy. Maybe it's what you just said, the low pressure. It feels so much heavier.
Yeah, Juliana, last night, my little five-year-old daughter, we were outside, and the storm was just coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Daddy, it smells funny outside, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, she could smell it,
Yeah.
You know, Tom was supposed to come home from San Francisco. He was in San Francisco for a trade show. He was supposed to come home Tuesday.
Tom is Roberta's husband. Yeah,
I woke him up early Saturday morning, maybe about 5:30 in the morning. I called him in San Francisco and I said, "You better get online and book the overnight, book the red eye out of San Francisco before the West Coast wakes up."
Because
when everybody on the West Coast wakes up, there's not going to be a flight to be had. He got the last seat on the Delta red eye out of San Francisco Saturday night into Sunday, and got home, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And the one good thing is I called Parsons when we were trying to figure out what to do with Meredith, and I called him at 7 o'clock yesterday morning. Tom Parsons runs bestfares.com, and he...
Not a morning guy, no.
But we went through some of the alternatives, and he said that everybody will be using the force majeure thing because, you know, there's nothing that anybody can do about this. That they have to... that's a clause in the contract that nobody ever really reads when they look at the ticket. That means they got to help you. They have to do whatever they can. And Meredith was quite pleased because US Air did go out of their way trying to find somebody. As a matter of fact, she had two people working on it because there was nobody in there. We all expected the place to be flooded with people trying to change. There's just nobody there. All right, 20 after the hour and good day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
And grandpas, people listening to the radio everywhere, most of you recognize the guitar of Chuck Berry.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood an old cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
According to a story that we have posted from today's show at DougStephan.com. That's just what Chuck Berry is doing at the age of 86. He says he wants to make a comeback and announced same Saturday with announcements actually of two things. Six new songs that he wrote 16, 15 years ago. And then he wants to go back on the road, make a little more cash, Richie. Yep. He says, as soon as I get somebody to guide me, and I do know a bit about the business, I want to push him out and have him work on this tribute to my career. He wants to go back out, and he says, I want to push the other guys out, if you know what I mean. So, is there anybody who's more identified with the original roots of rock and roll that's still around? Roll Over Beethoven, yeah. Sweet Little 16, Johnny B. Good. He didn't give you too much detail about the new songs when he's going to release them. He says they may be old, but they're the same type of music I've been playing all my life. And so is this, because he's been playing this all his life.
I'm going to write a little letter, I'm going to mail it to my local DJ.
I love this thing.
Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
Yeah, wow.
Roll Over Beethoven, I got to hear it again today.
Bye-bye-bye. So, are you going to play one more, Richie?
I'm going to play like five more.
Are you alive?
Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done by anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what?
Right.
I'll tell you what. I'll just play one more because we got to fit in.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought
his last hit in 1972.
Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-oh.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-oh. Chuck Berry likes his cat.
He plays live once a month at a local club.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Keep him from getting a little rusty.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that story at DougStephan.com. Also today, a list of the 10 worst Halloween candies for children. We're going to enumerate those for you in the next half hour. Jennifer's not here. I'll try to do a little television work. Roberta, what do we have from the Queen of Cheap that's exciting today?
Ooh, let's see. We've got some really, really, really cool pumpkin stencils, which are free, and you're just going to love them. And a new site for dogs, like a Groupon-type site for your dog, believe it or not.
Huh?
Yeah. You know Groupon? There's a site now. There's a Groupon.
I like Living Social better than Groupon.
Well, or Living Social, or KGB Deals, or whatever it is. But there's a site now, one of those discount sites.
KGB Deals? Is that the Russians doing it?
Yes, the
Groupon?
Russians doing it.
Da, un discount for dog.
Dog.
All right, so the only, I'm going to give you this 30 seconds because that's all I want to give to it. This is the anniversary of the market crashing and the beginning of the Great Depression, 1929, when the New York Stock Exchange and investors completely wiped out. Gonzo.
Well, no chance of that happening today. The market is closed.
Exactly.
Well, Sandy might wipe it out, but that's about it.
The storm, yeah.
Astrologer Evangeline Adams saw into the future, predicted the crash, but she didn't listen to her own prediction. She lost $100,000 in the crash. Listen to your words there, boys and girls. 28 after the hour.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrients, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, coming up, the 10 worst candies for your children, or for you, if you're one of those people like me, sticking hand in the cookie jar, or the candy jar in this case. And there are a few in here that are among my favorites, Richie. I have to see if we can figure out how to get around this list. Warning, danger, danger, you're all going to die if you eat these candies.
Everything
is going to kill you. The storm's going to kill you.
Right.
Candy's going to kill you.
You just as well sit outside and eat candy.
Right, exactly. Enjoy it as you can. Here's the way for you to be successful today. Cue in, bring in your imagination. The visualization that I talk about all the time, things that you want in your life, have them there. Is it a person? Is it an image of some place that you want to be? There's a mental blueprint that you certainly can make, and with that you can build what you imagine. Your imagination can show you how to turn your possibilities into your reality. But you got to make every thought, every fact, everything that comes into your mind must be the mental image that is positive. It must work for you. It must produce for you. And then, I mean, it's pretty easy. We all have dreams. We all know. We think, oh, it's not possible to do that. Of course it is. Just got to work at it. Look at the San Francisco Giants. What a perfect example of having in this circumstance, a dream. Everybody said, you can't do this. It's impossible. Never will work. One, two, three, four games, and Detroit is gonzo. So if you want to do the same thing.
Is that what happened? I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, San Francisco won
last season. Baseball season ended two weeks ago for me.
Well, I understand. A lot of people didn't pay much attention to this, but I'm not so concerned about the teams, Richie, as I am the message. The message here is that you can do, if you really want to do something, you want to change something in your life, you want to work around the problem, you want to get it done, then you look for the resources. If you don't have them yourself, you do what you have to do and what you want to do. I wish I could sort of start a website with somebody that's a lot smarter at this than I am, getitdone.com. Wouldn't that be a great... I wonder if anybody's got that done.
Yeah, Probably has to be taken.
But you know what I'm saying. If you have something you don't think you can, you're not sure about how to fix it, is it something that sticks in your mind and it's there and it's there and it's there, and you want it not to be there. And we've all had that, I think. We've all had that in our lives.
You know who has that website?
Who?
A company called Progressive Solutions Incorporated.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
What do they suggest that you do?
It's a software development.
And it looks like something that's run out of somebody's basement. It's no big deal.
Really?
You could probably have it cheap.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just, it's what I would like to, I wish that for everybody. It's a way for you to take that lesson, and every day you can probably find something that goes on that shows how, with the correct thought process and the desire that you have to make things work and go, that you can get it done. And that's the way I'm approaching life now. You got to every day say, all right, this is something that I'm in. By the way, is it easy? No. No, it's not easy. But it's, they just have to decide it's worth it. Roberta, you got to decide that it's worth it to stay in whatever situation you're in. You got to figure out how to, you know, whether it's a work thing, personal thing, whether it's something that has familial connections to it. It's just something that I think is, and maybe part of it is, even seeing people work their way through, you'll hear all kinds of stories in a day or two or three about people who are surviving this storm or people who just gave up, didn't do anything, and therefore felt the brunt of it. You saw lots of proactive stuff over the weekend, some of these areas with people supplying their friends and neighbors with help. That's one of the things that happens, I think, in this these kind of circumstances. People really do come to the aid of their neighbors. And that's only one part of the lesson. I just think that you work at stuff, and you, if you really have desire and you want it to be worked out, then you do it. And so, with
that... For example, my neighbor,
mm-hmm.
the one stuck in Atlanta,
yeah,
he just posted he got a flight into Charlottesville, Virginia, and his wife was going to drive down to pick him up.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You work it around, you work it around, you work it around, you get
But he's going to go on a puddle jumper, and I wouldn't want to be in one of those damn puddle jumpers
going into Charlottesville.
Banging around into Charlottesville. And that's what I said to Meredith when we were talking, because the planes that they put her on were these puddle jumpers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine flying into 70, well, they wouldn't fly into 70 mile an hour, they just wouldn't run the plane.
Right.
But even when it's 30, 35 mile an hour winds, and you're in those things, they're just, oh, man, I wouldn't wish that on people that I don't like. Never mind somebody that I love.
Yeah,
I said, no, you can't do that.
I would rather drive home from Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, it's not that far.
Not
I drove
10 hours.
From Atlanta to
nine
Washington
hours.
That last year. Nine, a pretty
it's 8 or 9
day.
Hours. 8 or 9 hours.
Not
man.
A big deal. Yep. All right, so speaking of big deals versus deals that aren't so big, we have really big deals now, because Roberta is here, the queen of cheap, with the really big deals for today, and then we'll come up with our list of candies that you better look out for.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, lots of good deals today, if you can get out. I guess that's if you're west of the Mississippi, you can grab some of these deals. Let's start off with P.F. Chang. We've got a coupon for 20% off the entire order.
Love me some P.F. Chang's.
Oh, yeah, it's an online coupon, and we got the promo code for you, but it's only good through Halloween. If you're looking for some new dresses, a great sale going on at Old Navy. In fact, I bought one last night. Some of the dresses are just $19. And free shipping with $50 or more, and some really nice nice styles on there. Here's some stencils for your pumpkin for Halloween. These are the cutest things that I've ever seen. They're rock and roll stencils. So you can, it's all dead rock and roll people too. You can make your pumpkin look like Jim Morrison.
Cool.
Or Elvis. Or Jerry. Or Janice. Even John. They've even got Bob Marley. Really, really cool. They're absolutely free. And we tell you how to get them at DougStefan.com. Taco Bell, free Dorito Loco Taco on the 30th. That would be what? That's tomorrow, right? The 30th. And that's only between 2 to 6 p.m. at Taco Bell. And this is the coolest idea I've seen yet. It's called Doggy Loot. Now, you know those online...
Doggy Loot.
Those online coupon sites like Groupon or BloomSpot or what is Living Social. Well, this is that idea, but for your dog. They say there's one impossibly, get it? Impossibly?
Very good,
huge
Roberta.
Coupon a day. Yeah. It's called Doggy Loot, and... we'll see what they have on it. You know, it's brand new, just started up, but figure it's kind of like a Groupon for your dog. And you'll find all of these at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Notice that Android fans who are eager to get a look at the latest smartphones, Richie, and tablets have to wait because Google They said that they were canceling the event because of the hurricane.
Really?
Why would you cancel something online because of the hurricane? I'd wonder.
Where's Google? Well, that can't be based out. They're based out.
Google's
of the West,
in right, exactly, up in San Francisco, Santa Monica.
Yeah, all those places are out there. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Here's why.
Why? You ask the question, you give the answer.
Thank you. Because everybody will be paying attention to the storm today instead of their news.
And nobody, that's very smart, Rick.
So they say, okay, listen, we don't want the biggest news story of the day just to crush us.
All right.
The wind is starting to whistle out here.
Yep. If you have filed tax returns in South Carolina sometime since 1998, apparently there's a bit of a problem. An unidentified foreign hacker has gotten into the state of South Carolina's Department of Revenue and has pilfered 3.5 million social security numbers, credit cards, information about people, and whatever they posted on their tax return for the state. How do they do this? How does somebody do this?
Can I throw a totally off-the-wall, futuristic thought out there?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Richard.
We might as well just shut down the military.
Yeah.
We will
not ever
fight a traditional
war. So you're agreeing with Barack Obama?
No.
We don't need any horses.
No,
we don't need any horses. We didn't.
No. I predict.
That was a funny line. Yeah, you, I know. You like him.
Well,
like
but him. Then the funny part was the next day there was slides. There's pictures all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Apparently, the military issued 400,000 bayonets last year.
Yeah, right.
the Marines still use them on their guns.
Wow. You see, but this is the outdated, this is the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower has warned. They control all this stuff, the spending for nothing.
Here's my thought.
Yes.
All war is going to be taking place online.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be hacked. Everything's going to be stolen. Everything's going to be shut down. You watch this TV show on NBC on Monday nights, Revolution, where all the power goes out and just the effect.
Show.
It's a great show. But it's just, you look at the power that people can wield with the internet, and it's an amazing thing.
The storm has also done some interesting things, not as technology you're talking about. Google has developed a map to help people prepare for the hurricane and to read. It's an interesting feature. If you go to Google, it's something that they did just to give you. One of the things I found most fascinating by looking at it are the possible tracks that the storm could take. And there are like 100 different arrows pointing lines and stuff as to which way the storm might go. I think they got it pretty well knocked now. This was a day or so ago. But it really is interesting to see how all of this stuff comes to play. It really is amazing. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a tip for those of you who love cosmetics, who love food, and who love free. Like Roberta, she's a big person when it comes to free. You are too. Why not? Here's a free book called 101 Recipes for Beauty, written by David Pollack, who is one of the country's foremost experts when it comes to beauty. He is a chemist. He worked for the big companies creating new things. He said, why should I do this for them? I'm doing it on my own. Because his idea was not to follow the same path that all the rest of the big companies do and use water. Nope. Water is actually not good for your skin. Did you know that, Roberta? Water is not good for your skin.
No?
No. There's a hydrating complex chemically that's been created by these folks that work with David Pollack. And it's in all of the new Pure Attitude cosmetics that we have here that we're talking about. We give them away from time to time. It's 100% pure. That's why it's called Pure Products. And you can find out how all of the food you eat and things you put on your body affect your beauty. 101 Recipes for Beauty. It's about food and your health and your beauty. Go to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Justaskdavid.com/Doug for your free copy of this book, 101 Recipes for Beauty. Justaskdavid.com/Doug.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied.
Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
All right, so we have the 10 worst, just awful, terrible Halloween candies for you and or your children. All right, we ready?
Ready.
Define worst, awful, terrible. In what way?
Filled with nothing that's good.
It almost describes everything. Right.
No, it doesn't.
Your sugar's not good for you.
Yeah, this is all pretty much sugar. All right, you ready?
Good.
Yeah, but you
number need 10.
Number 10, Snickers candy bar.
Oh.
No. Listen.
Number 9,
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, my gosh, that's my favorite.
Number 8,
candy corn.
Yeah, I can say. Number 7,
M&M's.
No.
Number 6, Tootsie Roll Pops.
No.
Number 5,
what do you want from me? Starbursts.
Ow.
Number 4,
Sour Patch Kids.
Number 3,
the Wonka Fun Dip, whatever the heck that is.
Number 2,
wait a minute, hold on just a second, I lost my place. Oh, the number 2 and number 1 positions both belong to different kinds of gums. Because chewing gum, except for the kind that prevents cavities, is so full of sugar. There is the feds require now, of course, with labeling that you put how much sugar is actually in some of these, like Juicy Fruit. When I'm on the road driving, I go through a pack of Juicy Fruit a day. Do you know how bad that stuff is for you? But that's number 2.
Number 1.
Number 1, bubblegum. Bubblegum is absolutely
rot your teeth.
This is from Woman's Day. This stuff is just awful. That's where I get the list.
But Snickers and Reese's? No.
Right, no.
Really
bad. And M&M's.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, think about it. What is it? Their stuff is all full of chocolate.
You know what I say?
Sugar. What do you say, Richie?
Forget it.
Forget about it.
Right,
check out the list at DougSteffen.com.
Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you.
The Candyman can,
'cause he mixes it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Dr. Cam Kronhaus, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to check the medical news of the week. And a happy birthday to Amanda Kronhaus, who's turning sweet 16 this weekend. She was only 16, and she's your only daughter. She's your only child. So how does that make you feel there, Daddy-O?
Makes me feel quite old. I wish they would stay 9 forever.
I think that's when I first meet her. She was, I think she was younger than 9. No, she may have been 9 or 10, somewhere around there. All right, let's talk for a minute about the meningitis outbreak. Some people think there's a mystery to this. I think you and I talked about it once when it first, the last week or so, when it was learned that, at least in the popular print medium, some genius says, "Oh wow, look at this! The office of the pharmacy is right next door to a place of business where they recycle, and there are all kinds of vermin and stuff around." Not only that, the office, the companies belong to the same family, and they would walk across the hall, one to the guy in one office over here on this side in the industry that basically is recycling all kinds of trash, and they walk across the hall to the pharmacy. What the heck else do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think they identified the fungus roaming around the pharmacy, and there just were not sanitary conditions at the pharmacy. Apparently, they received a warning about 7 years ago, didn't heed it. It was never followed up on. And this morning, we're congratulating this Tennessee doctor at Vanderbilt, who actually is getting credit for cracking this meningitis mystery. Being persistent, she treated a patient with meningitis with the usual bacteria, antibacterials, and the patient didn't get better, and then went to the lab and said, check for fungus, and that's what they found.
So it was her initially who found this, And this goes back to the first case or one of the first cases of it. Is that it?
It was this doctor in Vanderbilt University, Dr. April Pettit. I want to congratulate her. She's an infectious disease specialist. And she just noted that her patient wasn't getting better with the usual treatment that we provide for meningitis. And she did some great detective work, went back to the lab and said, check the patient's specimens for not the usual bacteria and viral possibilities that we look for, but for fungus. And in fact, that's what they found. And sounds, she put it all together.
Sounds like an episode of House.
Exactly. That, right? It's very similar.
Yeah. All right. Some death reports because of over-drinking these monster energy drinks, Ken.
Very concerning. The FDA announced this morning that they're investigating reports of 5 deaths, Doug, and a non-fatal heart attack in people who have drank high-caffeine energy drinks made by the Monster Energy Company. In addition to caffeine, these energy drinks, they contain other stimulants, Doug, including taurine and guarana. This is a caffeine-containing plant.
All right. So what is the advice here? Don't let your honey boo-boo drinks these monster drinks.
I would stay away from them unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. All right. Probiotics and colds. We have the cold season coming upon us. What do we recommend?
Well, I'd like to put some good news about Framingham. This is from Framingham State University in Massachusetts. A study of college students who took probiotics, they had shorter, less severe colds than students who didn't take the beneficial microorganisms. They used a concoction called Hansen's probiotic strains. It contains 2 probiotics, BB12 and LGG. So check the labels, read labels, make sure that whatever supplement or yogurt food you're buying has these 2 probiotics.
All right, so this is a good thing, again, to keep in mind. You got to have a strong immune system in order to ward off flus, colds. That's so you just have to have a strong immune system, period, for everything that could bother you.
BB12 and LGG.
There you go. All right, so here's the there are a lot of bits and pieces coming out about secondhand smoke. And how long it takes. Those of us who are exposed to smoke all through our childhood, what does that mean for our present and future health and
well,
well-being?
The news is all the skeptics on secondhand smoke, I think that this really is a real phenomena. This is out of the American College of Chest Physicians this week, that people exposed to heavy concentrations of secondhand smoke in confined spaces, the worst ones are bars and in cars with the windows closed, experience impaired breathing and airway restriction in only 20 minutes. So even a short exposure, Doug, is harmful for normal airways.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his medical expertise and interpreting some of the medical news of the week on Good Day.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.